friend. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm so happy to have you here with me today. Listen, I wanted to talk about something that I think is the biggest struggle any entrepreneur deals with, and that's just vetting their idea, clarifying your calling. You know, so many of us want to jump in head first into building passive income, building online businesses, and we're excited, we're overwhelmed with potential ideas, but then we kind of get stuck in the weeds going like, but which direction is the right one for me? And today I want to help you narrow down your calling, your niche specifically in this episode. And then I want to invite you to our workshop, a live workshop I'm doing on Wednesday. So just 2 days from now at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, where I'm going to be teaching you the profitable framework for building a course or an online business around your courses. And you should definitely come if you have like just curiosity, because this is going to be a small group. I've started to just realize this is my specialty. I work better with people one-on-one, and I want to work with you directly. This is a free workshop, by the way, but it's a great opportunity for you to come and learn some good information about course building, but also it's a good chance for you to ask questions and share some thoughts that you might have that you've been wrestling with. So you can register for that right now at bizinaboxsolutions.com/courses. Of course, that'll be linked down below. And for the rest of us, let's just dig into helping you clarify your calling. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer, and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion, because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. All right, friend, we're going to dig in here and clarify exactly what direction you need to be going in your online business, because I know this is a huge question and so many people get stuck right here. Even people I've met that are going through a high-ticket coaching program get stuck here. And the reason is because they just need some validation. They need some benchmarks to say, yes, this is good, go, right? Permission to move forward. That's what we're going to get you today in this episode, all right? So three clarifying questions. And by the time you answer these questions, you will have certainty. You will see the path that is laid out before you that has the answer to what you're looking for. Okay. So the first one is pretty basic, and I think a lot of you have already done it. It's called, what do you already know? Many of you, I'm sure, have lists of things where you're like, okay, these are the things I'm good at. These are the things I'm passionate about, but what do I want? And the reason we get stuck on that really is because what we're seeking here is fulfillment. We're basically saying, okay, if I switch gears and I'm going to invest my time and energy into something new, I want to know that it's meaningful and that it lights me up. Okay. And I totally respect that. And I've been there myself. I relate 1,000% to this. This is literally why I am here for you, because this is what I do, because I want you to live a fulfilled life. All right. That is freedom. That is the ultimate freedom. And so you might be thinking, well, okay, I'm good at Excel spreadsheets, but I don't really want to make a course out of that because I'm bored with it. It's not fulfilling. Now, let's just put a pin in this for a second. If you take your skills and your knowledge and make that list and hold it to the side, let's go through question 2 and 3 and see if that helps to pull deeper into not just your calling and what you're doing, but also your fulfillment, okay? The freedom and fulfillment. Now, the second question is, who are you called to help? Is there a specific person that is struggling who you find yourself helping often, or that you were that person at one point and you want to help that person? Write that down. Who are you called to help? And maybe right now that who isn't clear, but the next question will clarify that. I know, right? These all kind of lead onto each other. But here's what's really exciting. When you figure out these three things, the rest is more just, it's like just putting it into action and strategy, getting the strategy. This is the hurdle that we find ourselves needing to climb over in order to get to the next step. So question number 3 is, what problem do you see that needs to be filled? Now, that is a powerful question because oftentimes the problem leads to the who has that problem. And then that also leads to what skill do you have that can solve that problem, right? How fulfilling would it be to know that a skill that you have, this is the hard, this is what makes this whole thing so hard. 99% of the time, my students have a skill that is totally marketable, but they don't see it as marketable because it's either comes naturally to them or it's something they see there. It's in their sphere of influence. Everybody in their space is doing it. So why does the space need them? These are the things, but I'm telling you, if you just focus on these three things, it will shorten your distance for completion. I can remember back when I was in the beginning and leaving my job and going headfirst into entrepreneurship, more like free falling because I just didn't have a plan. COVID had come and I wasn't expecting that, of course. My employer wasn't going to let me work from home. The school was saying my kids might have to be homeschooled the next year. And life just felt difficult. The only thing that made sense, the one clarity I had, was that I had to work from home. I had to be home. And I didn't know what to do. I figured I would start a business. I had already started my podcast and I'd kind of started dabbling in online coaching of some sort, personal development. But I was in this exact same place that you're in right now, trying to clarify, what am I really about? What am I doing? And of course, in my situation, which may not be the same as yours, I also needed to build a paycheck like overnight. And I remember getting on a phone call with a coach and it was a clarity call. It was just a free call to see if her program was right for me. And I was explaining to her my dilemma and I was like, look, I need to make money like tomorrow and I'm freaking out and I don't know what to do. I need help. She just basically is like, what skills do you have, right? That was the first thing. And what was interesting about that is I started mentioning things like, well, I said, I don't even know. That's what I told her. I don't even know. I had spent over 20 years in the car business. I had just left the place I was leaving, used all of my skills and then some. And I learned so much, but yet in my mind, in that moment, in my panic, I couldn't see what I was good at. And I started saying like, well, here's the things I did for this company, blah, 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 social media, podcasting, this, that, and the other. She looked at me kind of like mouth agape, like, well, obviously you have skills, but I could not see them. And the fact of the matter was I didn't know how to make that into a business at the time. At the time, she basically said, just go freelance. That's going to be your fastest way to a paycheck. She was right. And I never looked back. I've been independently employed since then. And so I share that with you because I want you to know that we all go through this journey and that sometimes the answer is way, way simpler than you're thinking. Don't overcomplicate it. Just simply answer these three questions. What do you already know? Who are you called to help? And what problem do you see that needs to be solved? List them out, see where they overlap, and then there's your framework. There's your framework. That's your starting point. And I want to end with this. It's okay if you start today and what you end up with 5 years from now is different. In fact, that's a good thing because that will have meant that along the way, you'll have helped enough people to see a deeper calling, a deeper meaning, a deeper problem that needed to be solved, a specific who that needed you, okay? And you just can't get that sometimes by sitting here listening to a podcast or even writing in a journal, but you can get a starting point. And that, my friends, is what you need right now, a starting point. And then embrace the change, lean into the feedback from people and iterate it as you go. It will evolve. If it didn't evolve, that would be weird, okay? So just trust the process. All right, my dear friends. Hey, by the way, I would love to see you on Wednesday. If you come with some ideas, you listen to this episode, you're like, that was helpful, but now I want to talk through it. Great. Wednesday's the time to do that. Register right now at bizinaboxsolutions.com/courses. And I'll see you there. Until next time. Bye for now.